Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is J.R. Robinson, and I would like to welcome you to When He Speaks Erotica from a Man's Perspective. And as always, as I do, I gotta say thank you to the listeners and thank you to everyone who supports this platform. Earlier this week, someone reached out to me I hadn't talked to in a few years, and we was just talking, you know, just yakking it up, and he was like, "Man, you remember when you used to be so quiet when we used to meet people or meet women?" And I'm like, "Man, I wasn't all that quiet, but, you know, I was known as the silent giant, you know what I'm saying?" And he's like, "Boy, you have grown. You talking on the mic, what, two nights a week about sex and fucking? What kind of life you living?" It was just funny just to have that time and just reminisce about some things. And he opened my eyes to a lot, you know, stuff I guess I was suppressing. And maybe talking about sex on a podcast is my way of getting shit off my chest. Who knows? But anyway, my topic for tonight is 30 secrets that men keep from their women. Yeah, there are plenty, but I broke it down to 30. So, also, my question of the night is, why you keep ignoring the red flags of your sexy lover? Kind of like a little story that happened to me, but I'm also going to, you know, answer the question. So please, do me a favor. Whatever it is that you do to relax, go ahead and do it. I'm going to do it on my end, and I'll be right back with the question of the night. All right, so the question of the night is, why you keep ignoring the red flags of your sexy lover? And I pretty much think a lot of people have experienced this. You know, you see situations or you see certain things that may give you an indication not to get to know, not to spend time trying to get to know someone or to invest time into. But you kind of like put it to the side and go with the heart or go with the sex organ. Me, myself, I can recall one time that I was like, my head was in the clouds. I couldn't think beyond the person who was standing in front of me. And that is so crazy because I find myself being one of the most, I'm very grounded. My mentality is, I think, different than most men and women. But to let myself slip, fall in love, thinking that it was like the best relationship ever. I was on something stronger than cocaine because I really lost myself in this person. And you know, we met at the club, hung out, laughed, joked. Spent a lot of good quality time. And I think, what, maybe a week, almost 2 weeks later, we was over at her house and was in the bed, and she was ready to take it to the next level. And I immediately, I immediately was happy, meaning that I was at attention. You know, like, ding! I mean, it was getting hot and heavy, and the situation was more than what I expected from her. You know, she was a beast in the bedroom, and just as I was getting close to climaxing, I couldn't help but noticing like red little dots before my eyes. So me in the moment, I'm like, okay, maybe it's so good that it's taking me to another level. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, I ain't never had nothing like this. So a couple of times later, I start seeing those red flags more and more. And it wasn't just red dots or flags. It was like a red outline around her body. And I was like, whoa. Okay, I ain't smoking, I ain't drinking. So what the hell is going on? Why am I seeing this with this person? Because I've never experienced that type of energy
with someone before. So I was at work, and one of the guys who had been married for many years, and I talked to, you know, every once in a while. I said, "Hey, old school, let me ask you a question. What is it when a man sees a red tracing or outline after he has sex with a woman?" And he just looked at me, he smiled, and said, "Well, what it means is you and that woman are connecting, and your self-conscious is making you think a certain way about that person." And at that time, I wasn't ready for the multiverse explanation or the mystical energies or, you know, anything that was going to take me spiritually to another level. Because I was always on the physical plane. You know, I wasn't dealing with the mental that much, and definitely not the spiritual when it came to relationships. So I didn't really want to hear that because it didn't make sense to me, because I couldn't absorb it, you know? So it just felt like he was talking gibberish. I'm like, "Oh, okay, man, this motherfucker. You know, he ain't been out the game so long, he talking on some Doctor Strange type shit, you know?" But then as I got older and started reading more, I started realizing what he was saying. And it wasn't that I was so caught up that I couldn't acknowledge what was happening, what type of chemistry was building. It was that I wasn't prepared. You know, I didn't understand it. So once I began to understand, then I felt like, well, I guess I convinced myself that I was truly in love. You know, I saw this person as the one person that was going to end the plethora of women that I was meeting. Convincing myself, thinking on some old, you know, this is it type shit, you know. And yeah, old girl was gorgeous. She was bad. She was like a 10 times 10. But there was just something off about her. She got to this point where she was always talking to third person. I was like, "Oh my God, this motherfucker crazy. Crazy but sexy." You know what I'm saying? I can deal with crazy. As long as she stays sexy, we good. And sometimes she never really listened to me. And I'm not saying because, you know, I needed to match her conversation with conversation. I'm just saying there were times where her conversation just ran long and she just dominated any type of conversations we had. Old girl tried to get me to just do things her way, to see things from her perspective all the time. And I couldn't do that. Well, I couldn't do that until she got me in the bedroom. Once she got me in the bedroom, I was done. You know what I'm saying? That standing on your square shit went out the window. And I felt like sometimes she just didn't take my feelings in consideration. Now, I'm not soft. I'm not on some soft shit time, but she didn't take my feelings in consideration. What I'm saying is, if we're beginning a relationship, hear what I'm saying. Because there's two people in this, you know? So maybe I was in my feelings, who knows? But there was a couple of times where I just felt like I needed to break it off because it wasn't working. But the sex was just so goddamn good. Oh my God. Shit. Couldn't help myself. And I kept telling myself that, you know, I'll enjoy it while it lasts, and that I'll break things off if it got too serious. But things had, it got too serious months ago. You know what I'm saying? We had been together for months and the relationship was just building. She was still being selfish and she was, you know, just being the dominant force in the relationship. And I let it happen because I was in love and I was getting good loving. But what helped me, what helped me get from under her spell was a homeboy, Lewis. He came over one day and he saw my place and he like, "Yo, what's going on?" And I confessed, I'm like, "Bro, I love her. I can't live without her." And he's looking at me as if he's looking at another person. He's not looking at he don't look at me as if we've been knowing each other for 4 to 5 years, almost 5 years. He's looking at me like a complete stranger because he don't know who's talking to him. He don't recognize this Rob because he's never seen this Rob be so caught up about a woman. He said, man, if you don't get yourself up and go get some clothes, we can go get some. You need to get out of this house, so let's go get some wings and get something to drink on a neutral, at a neutral location and get your mind right. And I didn't want to, but he damn near had to pull me out my place. Because I'm sitting there thinking, I got to wait on her to get off work and make a food. And, you know, he like, I don't recognize you, dude. Who the fuck are you? But that homeboy intervention, that day we sat and had wings and drank Hennessy, and I smoked a couple of Newports, brought me back to my balance, brought me back to who it was that I need to be in a relationship or just who I need to be in life again. Because had he not had that intervention with me, we probably had kids, probably been married, and I probably would have been paying alimony and child support right now. So, I've told him a million times, and he don't listen to this podcast. You know what I'm saying? But I just gotta say again, man, thanks. Thanks, Lewis. I appreciate it, bro. Okay, if it wasn't for you, I'd have been fucked up. So red flags are there, man, you know. But if you're too deep and you don't see them, you're in a world of headache and pain, and you just can't break away from that sexy ass motherfucker. You keep telling yourself it's if you ignore the red flags, that you're just being what's the word? Optimistic. And surely your sexy new love is different than all others, you know? But the thing is she or is he the person that you need? Are they doing you any good, or are they doing harm to you as a person? I know a lot of times I find myself making excuses for their bad behavior, her bad behavior, and a lot of times I couldn't resist her charm. It was almost as she swept me off my feet. And I don't like being swept. I'm a man. I don't want no woman sweeping me off my feet. But I was so like into her that when it happened over and over and over again, it felt good. I'm like, oh, okay. This is what it feels like to be in love. I remember Lewis said, you know, what you got is a master manipulator. And I had to sit and think. I said, was she manipulating me into love or sex? Was she manipulating my mind? Or did I let her manipulate? Did I let her play me? Did I let her make me someone who I wasn't? And with Lewis' help, man, it was just time to walk away. And I'm glad that I did because it wasn't conducive to who I was as a person, you know. I was in denial, you know. When you're in denial, it's easy to ignore red flags. You tell yourself that your lover is just, you know, shit just going through a phase and it'll change. But denial only prolonged the inevitable, and it makes the situation worse in the long run. Also, I was afraid of being alone. I think that feeling of being alone is scary, especially if you're not used to it. But staying in a relationship that's not healthy for you is going to make you feel worse in the end. You know what I'm saying? It is better to face your fears than to be by yourself or stay in a situation that's not fucking good for you. Also, I was kind of like scared to confront her about how I was feeling or what I thought she was doing to me mentally, because I didn't want to be traded. I didn't want to be looked at as weak. But I needed, I should have said, it shouldn't have gotten to a point where my friend had to talk to me and bring me out of that rut. It should have never got to that. But because I was so afraid to approach her and in fear that I might lose her, I just went along with whatever she was given, you know? Because confrontation can be difficult. It's often necessary in order to resolve problems, you know? And if you're avoiding confrontation, it's like you're afraid of what's going to happen. So, but the thing is, if you're with someone and if there's red flags or if they got like a red outline about around them, you might need to investigate, you know, or decide if you want to move further with that person, because it might be something that you might not be ready for. Address the problem head on and make a decision about what's best for you. You know, because ignoring the problem ain't gonna make it go away. And it could end up costing you dearly in the end. And on that note, I'll be right back with the topic of the night. Okay, so I'm back with the topic of the night. 30 secrets that men hide from their women. First, before I go any further, let me say that I got this from a blog on online. And the name of the blog is Sex and Sex Lovers. So this is their work. I was reading and I wanted to do it in my own, you know, put my spin on it. But I said, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and, you know, give them credit for the work and not make it seem like it's my work. Because a lot of the secrets that they have listed, I agree with wholeheartedly. So I'm going to go ahead and give you all 30 of them. So the first one is, well, first, before I do it, let me give my own little take on this. There's a variety of reasons why men have secrets that we hide from women. It could be something as simple as not wanting to share every detail of our lives with the person that we're with. Or something, it could be something that's significant, that's too significant for us to reveal. In some cases, we may keep secrets from women in order to protect them from hurt and disappointment. Whatever the reason, it is important to respect our privacy and trust that, you know, we'll share this information when we feel ready. So don't go probing and trying to find out shit and, you know, give us that opportunity to come to you and say, hey, you know what, I got a couple of secrets, or there's some things about me that you need to know. So let's sit down and talk about this. Because once you let the person feel comfortable, and once you let the man feel comfortable that he can come to you, trust me, we're going to do it often. Once we get that understanding or that feeling that we can trust you with information about us, being about our past, our present, or how we're thinking when it comes to our future. So, number one, men are afraid to disappoint women in bed. So true. Ego is important in the bedroom. And if we fall short, if we can't get it up, that fucks with us. Because we're thinking automatically, we think, okay, we can't make her happy. So she's going to find somebody who got staying power. You know what I'm saying? And that starts to throw you off your game. You can't work. You can't function. Because either you have to eat healthier, you have to stop drinking, or you may have to take one of them little blue pills. And if you take one of the blue pills in the long run, that's going to mess you up. So eating healthy is probably your best bet. Number two, we have fantasies about hooking up with you and your girlfriend. Now, there have been times I may have thought about it, but I've never acted on it. I've never had a threesome. And one of my biggest fears was not being able to satisfy both women at the same time. So that's enough for me right there. Because if I can't satisfy both of them, someone's going to be upset. So I never wanted that type of pressure. Number three, our eyes will run after other women as we walk with you. Yeah. If we got on dark shades, 100% we're looking at somebody else. And if any man say they're not, either he don't like women or he lying to you. Number four, we have hidden folders on our phone with X-rated adult behavior. Porn. I went all around that just to say porn. So yeah, we got that on our phones. Number five. Don't remember how many women has gone through our bed. Bullshit. I call bullshit. Every man remembers how many women he done had sexy romps in the bedroom with. Trust me. Now, he may not remember every name. He may not remember every date. But he know that number. Oh, yeah. That number is important. That number has significance. Number six. Keep magazines of naked women. Every man has, well, most men have porn stashes. But nowadays, you know, with the uprise of technology, you don't need magazines, just on your phone. Probably in one of them hidden folders that has, it's not listed as porn, it's listed as important important documents or family pictures. Well, you can't put family pictures because you put family pictures, your girl may want to see. So if you have important documents on there, then you know. So yeah. Number seven. Cries like a child at drama. True. Sometimes you can't help it. Like recently I saw the Black Panther trailer and I caught tears every time I saw the brother Chadwick Boseman. And I did a podcast on the, you know, that the Black Panther movie is not about female dominance. You know what I'm saying? It's a Disney movie. It's a Marvel superhero movie. And people are taking it and making it more than what it is. But men cry, you know? Sometimes you see something and you can relate to it and a tear going to drop, you know? Number eight, he fears his father. This one I can't speak to because I never feared my father. I was disappointed. But then once I realized that things didn't always happen the way I was told or the way I thought, then I had to give him his just due. Because even though he may not have done a whole lot for me financially, he gave me a lot of knowledge. He gave me a lot of direction in life. And that was better than finance for me, you know? So, I never feared my father. Number nine, he said he doesn't mind, but he doesn't like talking to you about your ex-boyfriends. Now, don't want to hear too much about him. You know what I'm saying? You give a name and, you know, maybe share a couple of experiences, but don't want to see his woman lingering or having long conversations about what she used to have with someone else. Because in our mind, shit, you need to go back to him. Because you with the wrong dude right now. You know what I'm saying? Number 10. He's concerned about his figure. That sounds a little soft to me. Now, I have looked in the mirror and said, okay, I need to work on that little ab right there. You know what I'm saying? That's, what, 5.5 abs? I need 6. But that's as far as I go, you know what I'm saying? I don't have internal battles about my figure. Especially when you're older, you're like, okay, I need to stay healthy and I need to take care of myself and I don't need the pot belly. So, I'll get out and walk. But as far as, in the mirror and putting on, the weight, the vest that makes you sweat, nah, I'm not gonna do that. Number 11, they test your face cream in your absence. Wrong. Never. Not the fuck out of here. That's not happening. I don't need no goddamn face cream. On to the next 12. He thinks you're too good for him. Sometimes, you're in awe that you may have someone who you probably couldn't get, but for some reason they found their themselves to you, and you have a great relationship, and you're just standing there looking at that person, and you're just like, wow, she's with me, and she's happy with me, and I'm happy with her. Now, that's what I get from that. Other people think differently, you know what I'm saying? The next one is 13. He wants to impress when he introduced you to his friends. Yeah, sometimes. Because a lot of times a man don't want to introduce you to certain guys, especially if they're not respectable or if they come off as grimy ass motherfuckers. Meaning that if they get a slight opportunity to approach you or to approach a woman or to spit words to that woman, they will fucking forget about their friendship with the other person in order to get with the woman. So I've never been keen on having women that I've dealt with meet a lot of people, because people who I thought were just like cool. I mean, I saw cats in front of me who I've been cool with and talking about some spiritual shit look at one of my girls as if she was a T-bone steak. And I had to check her, like, yo, bro, I don't look at your wife like that. So why you looking at my girl like that? Ain't like, nah, bro, she like somebody I know. And I'm like, I said, but still, you disrespect. You violated partner. You know what I'm saying? So I can't fuck with you like that. And it was crazy because we used to have great conversations, just sitting down and connecting on the spiritual level. But then when he disrespected me and disrespected my girl in front of me, I had to stop that relationship. You know what I'm saying? I had to end that, us talking and shit. So the next one is 14. It'll surprise you. Oh, it'll surprise the woman when to know we're actually hiding a mistake. Okay, I'm just gonna bypass that one. Number 15, gives up his lunch to buy you a bouquet of flowers. Yeah, I've done that. I put aside something in order to send flowers. This one young lady, I sent flowers like 7 days in the 7 days in a row, and it was a sacrifice. I had to do something, but I said, you know what? I wanted to do something special for her, so I sent the flowers every day, and I felt like it was worth the sacrifice. Number 16, he's fond of his mother and listen to her advice. Yeah. A lot of mama boys, and I don't say that in a negative way. A lot of guys who are under their mothers will take the advice of their mother before they take the advice of their woman or their wife. So that's like self-explanatory. Not every man does that, but a good percentage. I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? I've seen it with my own two eyes. The man picked his mother over someone he was trying to get to know. I'm like, your mama gonna be there, but that woman is gonna take care of your needs. You know what I'm saying? So, 17. He walks to the shops with you, but get tired of shopping with you. He'll go to the stores with you, but hate shopping. Yeah. But the good thing about that now is that we have cell phones. Our cell phones have been a lifesaver, meaning that if you want to go shopping and we know that we have to sacrifice and give up our time in order to be with you and spend time with you, as long as we got our cell phone, it's doable, you know? Okay, number 18. We'll tell you you look better without makeup. It depends. It depends on the person. You know what I'm saying? Because some people don't need makeup and they are fucking flawless. And some people who must have on makeup need to keep on makeup. Need to never not have on makeup. And that's not being ugly. That's just true. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, sometimes I've seen beautiful Nubian goddesses without makeup. And it's like, God damn, you don't need that. You know? You don't need that covering, you know. And others like, you need the phone number of a good Avon representative.
I'm sorry.
Okay, number 19. He would always give up his morning coffee on spontaneous sex. Morning coffee, breakfast, ESPN, the kids crying in the other room, a shotgun blast, everything for some good morning sex. Morning sex is like the top of the fucking, it's at the top shelf. It's like the end game for me. I mean, I love sex in the afternoon, I love sex at night, but in the morning when I'm ready, yeah. Everything goes on the back burner when it comes to morning sex. Number 20. When you tell you his problems, he just wants you to listen and not give him advice. Hallelujah, yes, Lord, yes, 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 yes. Ladies, listen to this one more time. When he tells you his problems, he just wants you to listen and not give him advice. We're not looking for you to answer. We're not looking for you to fix the problem. We just need to talk. We just need someone just to be quiet and listen to what we have to say sometimes. Because a lot of times we won't say nothing because you won't listen, or you will take what we feeling and make it about you. And once you do that, then I don't need to say nothing else. Because you're not hearing me. You're not comprehending what it is that I'm trying to get across to you. So why even go there? When he tells you his problem, he just wants you to listen and not give advice or say anything. Number 20. Remember that one. Number 21. He can't keep the secrets you tell him. That's for men who are messy, in my opinion. Messy men can't keep water. So if you got a man who, you know, you told him something about somebody and then it comes back up, yeah, you might have to analyze that one. You know what I'm saying? Because when you tell someone something and ask them to hold it to their breast, that's what you expect. I don't want to hear years later someone said, well, she said or he said that you said, motherfucker, didn't I tell you not to say nothing? And it's crazy that you would have to say, don't say nothing. If I'm coming to you in confident, I expect you to hold that to your breast. And that's another reason why I don't fuck with a lot of people. Because you can't tell everybody everything. Because the minute they get it, they can't wait to go tell the next person. They can't wait to broadcast. Number 22. Humming ballads when you walk away from him. Humming ballads when you walk away from him. I'm going to have to come back to that one. Number 23. He feels in competition with all men who sit next to you.
Not competition. May not want it to happen. Don't like it. Dislike, you know, other men in your face or in your space, yeah. Especially the level of the relationship
Well, you know what? Honestly, if even if you're starting out, I wouldn't want another man in my woman's face. I wouldn't want a woman who runs into another man's face. Because it's like, to me, you're not over that man, or you're trying to get with that man. So why are you? You can't have me and have him. Because I'm never number two. I ain't number one. I ain't none. You know what I mean? So if I got a woman who, when she see a motherfucker she used to fuck with, or she, think look cute, you can't be with me and tell me, well, I think he cute. Okay, you got to go. You got to get the fuck up out of here. Shit. Number 24. He doesn't know how to calm you down when you're upset. That depends. Because a lot of men are have that calm voice or that touch that can make a woman like pull back or bring it down. And some men are just weak where they can't say anything to their wife because the wife is gonna over, just overrule them or just get their point across and just not listen or not taking that she got a man who's trying to help her not stress out about something or not lose her fucking mind. You know what I'm saying? So, number 25. Okay, number 26. Need encouragement when preparing to support a project. That depends on the person. Yeah, that depends on the person. Number 27, he hates making final decisions. I'm on the fence with that one. Because some men enjoy having the last word, and some men are open to, like, you know what? We're going to decide this together. We have to be in perfect harmony. We have to be equal when we make this decision. So whatever we decide, we know that we made the best decision for us or our family. So it's either or with that one. Number 28, when he says he's calm and sweaty, when he says he's calm, but he's sweating, actually he's nervous. Yeah, that's one of my I've gone through that a lot. Especially when I was younger, I would think that everything was all right, and that I was laser focused. But then, just before something happened or anything would come about, I could feel the sweat on my head. Like, oh my God! Because once I start sweating, I'm like, okay, well the nerves done kicked in. You know what I'm saying? Number 29. He likes gestures of affection, even if he looks or act like a tough man, tough guy. Yeah, we like, a lot of us won't admit it, but we like flowers, or we like even just a hello, or hey dad, or hey honey, or a note. So you ain't gotta go overboard. You ain't gotta send flowers 7 days in a week. But doing something nice every once in a while for a man has a lot of value, has a lot of weight. And the last one, he's afraid of doctors. When I say an incident a couple of years ago changed my whole outlook on going to the doctor. When people kept telling me, when I knew I had to go to the doctor, it changed my outlook quickly. And now I think the doctors are tired of me calling them. You know what I'm saying? Especially with the VA. And I really don't want to go into that because I'm going through something with that. But when you're dealing with the VA, you got to stay on top of that. And that means, and it means going to the doctor on the regular. And given that we're living in a situation where a certain element still exists in the world, everybody's doing the video chats or the conferences via cell phones and laptops. So, every chance I get, I'm talking to someone, hey, I need to come see you, or I this is going on with me. So, to any men or women who are listening, make your man go to the doctor. Take him to the doctor. You know what I'm saying? Set up appointments for him. Because sometimes taking a pill can make a whole difference. And what I mean by pill, like an aspirin or something like that, you know? So, I'm not saying get hooked on medicine or hooked on going to the doctor every day. It depends on your situation. So, brothers, please take care of yourselves and make sure you're okay. And on that note, let me go back to the other one. What was it? What was it? Oh my God. Anyway, I'm just going to bypass that. Well, I gave you about, what, 27, 28 reasons. A couple of them, you know, didn't make sense to me, so I didn't really go into it. But those are 30 reasons that men have secrets and they hide from their women. Now, like I said, all secrets are not bad, you know. Sometimes we have to get comfortable with the person that we're with before we start sharing. And just be open or ready when a man does decide he won't talk to you. And on that note, I'm going to end this podcast. I want to say thank you to everyone who listens, everyone who has supported the channel. I want to, earlier this week, a homeboy, you know, reached out to me, someone I grew up back, who I grew up with back in Savannah. And he like, man, I hear you got a podcast. And you talking about sex and relationships? I'm like, yeah, you know, I ain't got nothing else to do, so I might as well talk about it. He said, bro, you used to be the quietest dude, you know, the basketball stand on the fence, and now you talking about fucking? What kind of life? How your life done got so good? You know, and I'm like, nah, it's not like that, man. It's just, you know, just me wanting to have a voice, that's all. So, but we had a good time just reminiscing about some stuff, man. He brought some things that I think maybe I was suppressing, and I guess the podcast has been that gateway for me to speak on certain things or to speak about situations that I've gone through. But anyway, once again, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting, man. Please continue to like, share, and subscribe. Just share it. A couple of people have reached out to me about doing something where I think, you know, the podcast can grow, you know. One thing about me is that I have a mindset where I think sometimes keeping it real is, you know, not always a good thing. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by that, if someone wants to collaborate with me on this podcast, then I might need to think or look into it. You know what I'm saying? And put aside my certain beliefs. So we'll see. We'll see. But once again, thank you for the support. I hope everybody have a good night. Take care of yourselves. And I'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.